today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So we're going to talk about Avodah Zarah that's already been worshipped. So Avodah Zarah shel Ovid Chavim Asura Miyad. And Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Chavim who had worshipped it is Asura right away, even before he actually is Ovid the Avodah Zarah, as soon as he designates it for an Avodah Zarah. Vishal Yisrael and Asura Shetayavid. But if it belongs to a Jewish person, then it's only going to become Asura once the Jewish person actually worshipped it. So the logic is, it could be that it's a Xeris HaKasav anyway, so it doesn't need a logic, but the logic is that you can assume that if a guy designated it for Avodah Zarah, he's going to use it for an Avodah Zarah. But with a Jew, we can assume that he might do tshuva and change his mind and not use it for an Avodah Zarah, so only once he's actually used it does it become Asur. Ovid Chavim Mevatel Avodah Zarah Shelo V'Shel Chavero. An Ovid Chavim can be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah that belongs to him or belongs to another non-Jew. V'Yisholim Mevatel Avodah Zarah Shelo Ovid Chavim. But a Jew doesn't have the power to be mevatel an avodah zarah that belongs to a non-Jew, even if the non-Jew says no problem, go ahead and do it. And certainly a Jew cannot be mevatel his own avodah zarah, meaning essentially an avodah zarah shel Yisrael is going to be asur bahanah forever. There's nothing you can do about it. Ha-mevatel avodah zarah, if a guy is mevatel the avodah zarah, batel misham sheha, so the mishamshin of that avodah zarah are also batel, because if the ikur is gone, the tafel, if the ikur iser is gone, those that are tafel to the ikur are also not going to be a problem anymore. Bitel misham sheha, but if you're only mevatel the mishamshin avodah zarah, those things that serve the avodah zarah, the mishamshin mutar v'yasura, so you're mevatel the mishamshin, but the avodah zarah itself remains aser. Mishnah hey, ketar mevatel, how does a guy mevatel the avodah zarah? Kata rosh hazna, cuts off the tip of the ear, or Rosh Chatma, or the tip of the nose, or Rosh Atzba, or a fingertip, and he leaves the whole rest of the statue in place, or he somehow crushes its face, even though he just smushes it in, even though he's not cutting anything off of it. So bitla, that is a proper bitl of the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is now mutar bana. Rakak bifaneha, hishtin bifaneha. If he spits in front of it or urinates in front of it, gerer, or he drags it, vizarek basa tzoa, or he throws tzoa on it, he throws excrement on it, harezu ena bitela. That is not a bitl of the Avodah Zarah. It could be that he's angry at the Avodah Zarah and he's just lashing out, but that is not a bitl of the Avodah Zarah because he hasn't physically done anything to change it. Mechara, if he sells it, or mishkina, or he gives it as a mashkon, Rebbe Omer Bital, Rebbe says that is a bitl because no one treats their god like that. And the Chum say that he has not been mevatel. That is not a valid form of bitl. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dal, we said that as soon as a guy designates something as an Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur, but a Yisrael designating something as an Avodah Zarah does not make it Asur until he actually worships it. And an Ovid Chavim could be Mevatel, an Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Chavim, but Yisrael can never be Mevatel anybody's Avodah Zarah. And if a person is Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, it's Mishamshim are also Batel, but not the reverse. If you're Mevatel the Mishamshim, only the Mishamshim are Batel, but not the Avodah Zarah. And we said, how are you Mevatel an Avodah Zarah? You physically break something off of it or smush its face. But if you only spit in front of it, or urinate in front of it, or drag it through the mud, or throw some excrement at it, it does not become batel. And there's a machlokas, if you sell it or give it as a mashkon, Rebbe holds that is a bitl of an avodah zarah, the Chacham holds that is not a bitl of the avodah zarah. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Vav.